Hello everyone, I'm Shoma from Weld Group. Today I'm going to present you a new optical cavity developed for ultracold atom experiments. In the ultracold atom experiments, we use many laser beams for different purposes, such as laser cooling. And as you can see on the right side, this is a laser output, laser layout of the lithium machine in our main lab. And there are about 20 laser beams in this one single machine. In order to pick up the right laser beam for our experiments, we need to find a method to choose the laser that we want. There are two methods right now. First, we can use atom's energy level transition as the absolute measurement of the laser beam. As we know that for a single atom, the energy level is quantized, and the absorption of a photon is directly related to the quantized energy level. When we scan the atom with our lasers, we will get different peaks on the spectrum, and the peaks represent what type of photon gets absorbed by this atom. As you can see on the left side, this is a lithium spectrum we got from our previous data. There's a second method, which is known as the optical cavity. Optical cavity is also known as a tunable atom. By tunable, I mean there is no restriction on what type of photon that can be detected by this optical cavity. Unlike the first method, which we are using atom has certain number of energy levels, which means there will only be certain number of photons that can be detected by the atom. But for the optical cavity, when we control the length of this cavity, we will get different spectrum. And as you see here, this is one of the spectrum we got from the optical cavity. If we change the length of the cavity, we will see a totally different spectrum. The peaks will move around. Now I will introduce you some basics about this optical resonance cavity. As you see here, this is a planar optical cavity. It's made of two plane mirrors. When we have the light coming from the left, the mirror, the light will be reflected between these two mirrors, and due to the wave nature of light, these reflected beams will form an interference pattern and also thus a standing wave. In order to get the light out in the output side, we must make sure the interference pattern is constructive. And the condition for constructive interference is defined by this equation, lambda m equals 2L over m, where L is the length of this cavity and m is an integer. Lambda m represents what type of photon that can pass through this cavity. And the cavity I designed is a confocal cavity, different from the planar cavity shown on the last slide. This confocal cavity is made of two concave mirrors instead of two plane mirrors. There are several features about it. First, it has low sensitivity of alignment accuracy. Even if the incident light may not be perfectly aligned with this cavity, there will still be some light waves trapped between these two mirrors, and the interference pattern will still form, and we'll still get some output. And second feature is that confocal cavity can produce multi-mode output. As you see here, these three are the three transverse mode output from a single laser from a confocal cavity. And for our purpose, we just need the first one, which also known as the Gaussian beam output. There are two terms I want to talk about for this confocal cavity. First is free spectral range. Free spectral range represents the spacing between two identical longitudinal modes, and the finesse. And second word is finesse. Finesse is defined by the free spectral range over the width of one peak. And the physical interpretation of finesse is how selective your cavity is. And this is the old cavity we have already had, and it's already in our strontium machine. This cavity is made of the invar, which has very low thermal expansion coefficient, but it has two disadvantages. First, it's very expensive to build this whole cavity, and second, it's very hard to tune the output after this cavity got installed in the machine. So here comes the new design. This design is inspired by John Barry, who was a graduate student in Yale University. And as you see on the right side, this is a cross section of the cavity. And we have two stainless steel caps on the both sides, And in the middle, we have the quartz tube. On the right side, we have the mirror held by the piezo chip and the rubber ring. On the left side, the mirror is mounted on a movable adapter. There are several features. First, this design is anti-thermal expansion design. By anti-thermal expansion, I mean the material we use for this cavity has different thermal expansion coefficients. By adjusting the position of mirror to a suitable position, we will minimize the thermal expansion effect. When the temperature changes, the extension of the quartz tube on the both direction will be canceled out by the extension of the part of the stainless steel that protrudes into this tube. So the distance between these two mirrors will remain the same even under change of temperature. And second feature is it gives us the capability to tune the transverse mode output very easily. We just need a spanner wrench to change the position of mirror and we'll get different transverse mode we want, even if this cavity has been installed in some machine. And third, it has very low cost. Compared to a typical commercial cavity, which costs about $2,500, this cavity only cost us about $600. Now these are the real cavity look like, what the real cavity look like and my setup. The first cavity has free spectral range about 1,000 megahertz, and the finesse value is around 3,000. The second cavity has free spectral range about 750 megahertz, and the finesse is around 4,000. This is the setup I use to test this cavity. We have a laser coming from one side, and on the other side, we have a photodiode to detect the output. These are the results I got from the first cavity. As we see that before I do the tuning, we have two almost identical waveforms as I change the cavity length using a piezo driver. And after I do the tuning, we see that most of these peaks got minimized, and we got two very obvious high peak. And these two peaks should represent the single Gaussian mode that we really want. About these small peaks, if we keep tuning, we should get two perfect single peak instead, and all these small peaks will vanish. And based on our measurement, we have observed low drift of these peaks and the change of temperature. And also, we have got the experimental value of finesse, which is around 400. There are possible reasons that the experimental value of finesse does not meet the theoretical value. First, there could be some dirt left on the surface of mirrors, or it could be the angular misalignment between the two mirrors, because the parts we use to build this cavity is not perfect. Thus, I conclude that we have successfully built a low-drift, low-cost, cavity that has finesse value of 400 and also has the freedom to tune the output modes. And in future, we will test the second cavity we have. And eventually, we will integrate this cavity into our strontium machine as a tunable atom. For this research, I sincerely appreciate Professor David Weld, postdoc Toshi Shimasaki, and other members in Weld Lab for their great help and support. I also want to thank Physics Department for arranging this talk and the National Science Foundation for funding this project. Thank you.
Actually have one that I can start off with.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're talking about these finesse values. So you were you expected a theoretical value of 4,000, but you extracted
3,000.
3,000, sorry,
yes.
You got 400. So what are you actually aiming for, and what is necessary for this specific experiment?
Oh, so for our purpose, we just need around between 550 to 100.
Okay.
And the 400 is almost reached the commercial commercial cavity standard. So it's pretty good. But, well, it does not reach the theoretical, it's just theory. So I think we are pretty satisfied with this result. Yeah.
Actually, I have one more question.
Okay.
So, also, why is it a kind of like a one-sided, it kind of looks almost exponential.
One-sided. I do not have a very specific explanation for this, but based on some figure I saw in the paper, they have one major peak, which is a single output, and on the other, and they will have the transverse mode, just like dropping exponentially on the one side, but not the other side, not the other.
So okay, my question is basically in the application of this cavity. Is it something? I'm just wondering, is it something that's used, like while you're doing the experiment, or is it something that you use to like tune your lasers in beforehand, and then you know do what you want to do with the experiment?
So the application of this cavity, we will put this cavity into the machine, and it will stay in the machine, and it will help to tune the laser even we are doing the experiment. Like
okay.
We can change the position of these two mirrors by driving the piezo chip, and we should get different laser output.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean.